Thanks for downloading this podcast from the American Institute of Architecture students. For more information on our organization, please go to www.aias.org.
Welcome to our first podcast. This is Tony Vanke.
And Andrew Caruso.
So we are experimenting with this whole podcast idea. So we're going to kind of make it up as we go along.
We do that pretty well, don't we, Tony?
Well, we try to, at least. Usually we can pull it off. So these podcasts are attempts to kind of reach out to you all. Sometimes it's difficult that, you know, sometimes you're far away or we're far away, and that doesn't quite help us talk to you all a lot. Emails can only go so far, and phone calls, well, we do enough of those already. So this way we can be in your iPod or on your computer, at your studio desk or at home, every couple weeks.
That's kind of a scary thought.
It could be worse. Could be other places. So since we're kind of experimenting with this and we don't really have a script, feel free to email us with any of your ideas. Actually, with that, too, there's another thing that you could help us with. We don't really have a name for what we're doing. This is kind of the Andrew and Tony hour.
And hopefully it's not an hour.
Well, it could be like happy hour in like 10 minutes, 20 minutes.
That would involve cocktails, though.
Oh, and we can't do that over podcasts.
No.
Oh, well, in any case, you can check us out on iTunes, which you probably got us from, or you can get us from the AIS website. So check that out. It's the end of the year, isn't it?
It is. What year? 2007?
2007. So, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Ramadan. Are there any other holidays?
I think happy holidays covers it, Tony.
Season's greetings. So hopefully you're having a great one if you're listening to us while you're on your break. Some of you might actually hear us after this small event called Forum, happening in a few days.
And by small, you mean 800 students underneath the college travel roof on New Year's Eve.
In color.
Dancing. In color, yes.
So don't forget to pack your costumes. So, Andrew, tell us a little bit about Forum. Silence. Am I supposed to be the speaker here? I don't know. So, Forum, who do we have on the line for keynotes? We have Ed Mesria.
Right, of Architecture 2030.
So what has he done? What is he all about?
Well, what's amazing about Architecture 2030 is it's the first organization of several. Okay, let me back up there. It's an organization that has really bridged past architecture and design and gotten into policy. And most recently, they got some environmental standards signed into law just today, actually, by President Bush. So we're making positive steps forward, and it's really a great accomplishment for our industry to start having inroads into policy in the national government.
Wasn't he also the guy for 2010, the 2010 imperative?
He did, and one of the cool things about Architecture 2030 is it's focused not only on practice, but it actually made the leap into academy, and they're challenging students and schools across the country to start designing in the design studio in a way that is carbon neutral.
That's kind of cool. So we also have Henry Hank Lewis, who is the founder and philosophical leader, I guess, for Design Build Bluff. And he's been published quite a lot, most recently in Dwell Magazine, so that's going to be cool. I think he was inspired by World Studio and everything that's going on down there with Sam Mockbee's vision, I guess. We also have Sharon Sutton, who began her career actually as a musician, which is kind of cool. But, you know, she's been working with, you know, the civil rights movement and all of that, and she's going to talk about, you know, ways that students can be really sustainable and be really inclusive of urban communities. I mean, especially with a lot of our modern, you know, major cities, we kind of forget that it's not about the landmark, it's really about the people. Oh, if you hear that, that's actually my phone, so sorry about that. As I said, we're recording live. And then to cap it all off, what better way to celebrate the New Year's with David Zak, a futurist. I don't know what else to say. He's a futurist. He's supposed to be witty, smart, funny, cool.
Well, I think what will be really interesting about all these keynotes is they'll be looking both backwards and forwards in terms of architecture and our communities. So David will challenge us all to think forward into the future and to imagine a whole new horizon for architecture and design.
That'll be really interesting. And it's also really interesting that he's not an architect.
I'm looking forward to that lecture.
So what else we got before? We have, of course, our amazing workshops.
I don't think any of our keynotes are practicing architects.
Ooh.
Look at that. Reaching outside the boundaries.
Wait. There's a world outside of architecture?
Imagine that.
Ooh. Maybe we should change our name. So what else we got? We, of course, have our workshops. We have the, you know, amazing returners. We have the usuals. We also have really cool tours. We have a Spancrete factory tour. So that's going to be really neat to see how they make Spancrete. And, of course, we're in Milwaukee. So that means brewery tours. Of course, they're going to be dancing underneath the Calatrava building and a lot of sausages. Wait, what? I don't know what that is.
Well, I think you're going to have to wait to see what that means when we get to Forum.
Well, in any case, you can always check it out more at as.org/forum, or we'll just see you on the 27th, 28th, 9th?
Yeah.
29th.
And you better bring those sneakers so you can start racing those sausages down the Forum alley.
We'll see if that works out. So it's the end of the year, and I think if any of you listen to other podcasts, one tradition that everyone does is kind of an end-of-year wrap-up, everything that's been going on with us. It's been a whirlwind.
I can't even imagine all of the places and things that you've done since Grassroots in July.
That feels like it was just yesterday. I guess it also helps that we didn't have final reviews or anything like that.
True. Just planning this small event that we keep calling Forum.
All right, so in 2007, you know, that was kind of our wrap-up to our 50th anniversary. We ended that pretty early in the year. In Boston, that was kind of the end of it all. AIS is now in its 51st year. Andrew, you're the 51st president.
This is true. Stepping boldly forward.
What else has happened this year? We've had the 2010 imperative, of course, at the beginning of the year that Andrew's already talked about. Something happening with the AIA.
Yes, the AIA also celebrated a birthday this year. They celebrated 150 years of service to the profession. What's that called, the sesquicentennial? I'll give anyone a prize if they can spell that one.
That's a lot of letters.
Yeah, but AIA 150 was really a great celebration of architecture in American society. And one of the things they did was the America's Favorite Architecture Competition. It was an online survey of America's favorite buildings that was so successful, it actually crashed the AIA server for a few days. They had to scramble and figure out how they could reprogram their server to handle the volume for that competition.
That's pretty cool. So for all of you that don't know what the top 5, 10, 150 were, we're not going to read all 150. We don't want to spend that much time with you, sorry. But number 5 was the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco.
Number 4 was
Thomas Jefferson's home. If you don't know what that is, check the back of the nickel.
That's true. Number 3 was the National Cathedral here in our very own Washington, D.C.
Number 2 is also in our fair city, a small building called the White House. Who lives there? I don't know. No one important.
Why is it called the White House, Tony?
Maybe because it's colorful or not. Yeah. Fine, the Executive Mansion. And the number 1, you're the president, you get to say what it is.
It's a very tall building in New York City.
There's a lot of those.
Don't we have some Jeopardy music?
Do, 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 do.
Okay, I'll save you from Tony singing. It's the Empire State Building.
Woo, yeah, top 5. Actually, I was wrong. Number 4, it wasn't his house. Don't check the nickel. It was actually his monument. You know, that poor forgotten one, if you've seen The Simpsons. Lisa goes, asks for advice from Thomas Jefferson.
So that means that 3 of the top 5 were right here in Washington, D.C.
So if you're visiting Andrew or I, feel free to see those buildings. Just a few highlights, though. Falling Water, or the Kauffman House by Frank Lloyd Wright, was number 29. The Milwaukee Art Museum, which you're going to be dancing under for the 51st Forum, was also number 51. Ha,
Tony, you slay me.
We are really like this in the office, by the way. Number 68 I included just because it's one of my favorite buildings, the brand new New York Times building in New York. Number 99 is that shiny building in Los Angeles, the Disney Concert Hall. And number 108 is the Seattle Public Library by Rem Koolhaas, for all you Dutch fans.
I could do without that one.
Oh, actually I like that one. Okay, so what else has happened or is happening? Andrew, do you want to talk about the ARC?
Sure. The ARC is our letters. You know, architecture is alphabet soup. And the ARC stands for the Accreditation Review Conference. Every 5 years, the National Architectural Accrediting Board reexamines the conditions by which architectural education is measured. So one of the coolest things about AIAS is that students have an actual voice in what the future of architectural education will be. So Tony and I are preparing for the ARC, which is coming up in October. And as part of that, we're reaching out to all the student members in our organization to tell us what they think is important about architecture and what they want to see for the future in terms of education and practice.
Very cool. And if you wanted to kind of participate with this, or you want to just see what this whole shindig is about, this whole process is about, you can go to AIS.org/ARC. You forum goers will get more than enough ARC talk. So what else has happened this year? A few things in the news. There was a little story about everyone's favorite architect, Frank Gehry, getting sued. Evidently...
Imagine that.
Yeah. Well, MIT finally got the balls to sue him for all those... Wait, did I really say that? We do really appreciate Frank Gehry for all he's done to architecture. And, you know, to credit him, he is a... he's an AIA gold medal winner, isn't he?
Let me check on that.
Okay, there may be some deleting on this podcast. But he evidently is getting sued by the Status Center, or for his work on the Status Center by MIT. Evidently, they don't like the leaks. But if you remember in the news earlier when the building was just finished, icicles were actually falling on the students just because curvy forms and freezing water don't mix. But on a happier note, though, tying into what we were talking about with the 2010 and 2030, the UN building is actually getting a really big overhaul. They're actually trying to green the building, trying to at least meet LEED Silver, which is really exciting. But another major headquarters is getting a facelift, isn't it?
Yes, the AIA National Headquarters is getting a facelift, or as I should say, the American Center for Architecture.
And for all that you, all of you that don't know, that's actually where we are. That's where the AIS office is, in addition to two other collaterals, the National Architectural Accrediting Board and the Association of Collegiate Schools of Architecture. So it's kind of architecture central. And of course, for all you celebrity fans, before the celebrities,
we should talk about what we're doing to the AIA National Headquarters.
Oh, we should.
As part of their 150th anniversary, the American Institute of Architects decided to rename the building the American Center for Architecture. And in so doing, in the next 5 years, they're launching a process to completely green and transform the current building into the 21st century workplace. Part of it, as well, will be the integration of project delivery methods. So we'll be using building information modeling and integrated project delivery to provide a case study across the country of how the new version of practice might function. This means that all of the design teams will be meeting with engineers, contractors, the client, kind of all the various stakeholders right up front so that they can all work together to deliver a truly integrated workplace of the 21st century.
Do you know where we are in that process right now?
We're still at the very beginning. The design firm has been selected after... The design team has been selected, and they're going to be moving forward with that process over the next few years. It will be quite a long process, but certainly something that we'll get to see unfold as future professionals.
The building itself is actually quite innovative when it first opened. It was opened in 63, I think, by 68, by the Architects Collaborative, which was actually, the building for itself is a very well-done modernist building, and still is actually one of the more beautiful buildings in Washington. shows what can happen when you give it a little love. I see Andrew highlighting on his computer. So Mr. Frank Owen-Geary is a gold medal winner, as is someone else who recently just got named.
This is quite exciting. As AIS National President, I also sit on the AI National Board of Directors for a year. And as part of the duty of the Board of Directors, we select each year the gold medal winner in American architecture. And this year, we are happy to award the gold medal to Renzo Piano from Italy. And the coolest part, actually, was the fact that we get to call him directly from the boardroom and tell him the great news. So we dialed up his office. It took 3 tries to get through. And then finally, when we got to speak with Renzo, he was incredibly excited and was talking about opening up some champagne over at his firm in Italy.
So, that Wait, was, so they don't know?
They don't know ahead of time, no. It was a total surprise, and it was really great to hear how excited he was. He, of course, is a legend in the architectural community, most notably for the Pompidou Center, among many other buildings. And then, right after that, we selected Curie and Timberlake as the firm of the year and also gave them a call, and they were ecstatic to hear the news. So that, I'd have to say, with all of my work with the American Institute of Architects, that those two moments were some of the best.
Actually, another highlight, too, for awards. His partner on the Centre Pompidou, Mr. Richard Rogers, actually won the Pritzker this year, so it's exciting for both of them, actually.
He did. They're certainly hitting their stride.
That's great to hear. And back to the celebrity, if, you know, you're more into the gossip, unless Andrew has something else to say.
One other note is that Curie and Timberlake lectured, one of their principals lectured at Forum last year in 2006.
That's right. That's pretty cool. And actually, they're going to be leading up a conference.
Steve Curie, right?
Yes, I think.
Should we record that?
Well, we'll look it up or something. Remember, this is live. We're going to stumble quite a bit. but the team of Curie and Timberlake are actually planning a conference at Cranbrook in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, about research, which is a collaborative between the AIA and the ACSA, which is actually going to be pretty interesting. So if any of you are in Michigan and you're interested in research in architecture, look it up. Information should be out soon. But back to the celebrity, because I love this man so much. Brad Pitt is playing architect, or he's playing with architects more properly. He is working on rebuilding all of New Orleans. He just started an organization called Make It Right, where he is trying to raise money to build 150 homes, and he has a bunch of great names. Firms, including Morphosis, are working on it, two local firms in New Orleans.
Is it Morphosis or Morphosis?
Tomato, tomato, I guess.
It's one of the arguments we always
Tom
hear.
Main's firm.
There you go.
Is
Tom Main, by the way, was a keynote at Greenbuild, and it was phenomenal.
Ooh, you want to talk about Greenbuild?
Greenbuild was incredible. There were over 22,000 people that gathered in Chicago to celebrate the U.S. Green Building Council's annual meeting. And among them, President Bill Clinton delivered the opening keynote. Absolutely tremendous crowd, standing room only. And what's amazing is that the Greenbuild Conference in just 10 years has gone from less than 80 people to over 22,000.
Wow.
That certainly says something for the green building movement across the country.
Well, and to note, too, at the AIA convention in San Antonio this past year in May, was it? Vice President Al Gore spoke. Actually, I should say Nobel laureate Al Gore. He won a little award, too. So it's a year of awards.
Yeah, and it was great, especially when we had our AIAS student session with the vice president, the former vice president. He was totally a good deal of fun to talk with and gave us some great insight into architecture and policy. I think, Tony, maybe you'd agree with this. I think Al Gore is a frustrated architect.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for all he talks about with greening the world, greening buildings, I mean, just give him a pencil.
Yeah. He definitely had the best time with the students, and he actually stayed so long that his aides had to escort him from the room so he would be on time for his keynote in the general business session.
Actually, we were sitting so close. I mean, if you haven't been to one of these, you know, student /architect guest speaker sessions at one of these AI conventions, you're really close to the speaker. I mean, we could actually see inside his blazer when he was turning off his phone. And it looked like he had, like, I don't know, an entire architect's toolbox in there. He had paper, he had pads, his little BlackBerry.
He had several BlackBerries, I think.
I guess that's what happens when you're the former vice president.
That's true.
So, unfortunately, we don't have his number. But with this, I think we're actually going to end because we should probably get back to work or sleep, one or the other. Mostly work. It is right before forum.
This is true. That's why we're doing this at almost 11 o'clock at night, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we tried doing it earlier, but my fault, I guess. All right, with that, season's greetings to all of you. See you all in forum. And check us out again. You can always subscribe to these podcasts by going to iTunes and just clicking there, or you can go to the website at aas.org/podcasts. Anything else, Andrew?
I don't think so. We're looking forward to seeing everyone in Milwaukee. And join us again next time for whatever we're going to call this podcast.
Yeah, so email us your ideas. We'll give another prize to someone. I don't know. A little tchotchke or something with an AS logo on it, maybe.
That sounds good.
All right. So email us for that tchotchke. Until next time, see you later.
Adios.
Thanks again for listening. This podcast has been a production of the American Institute of Architecture Students.